A War Correspondent's Salad Days on This Moment of Indiana History. Born in 1900 on a farm near Dana, Indiana, Ernie Pyle became known as a daily feature columnist for Scripps Howard in the 1930s and a correspondent in North Africa and Europe during World War II. A sniper's bullet brought Pyle's untimely end on the Japanese island of Ishima in 1945. Much earlier, though, the dashing journalist had spent his college years on the Bloomington campus of Indiana University. A farm boy who had traveled only as far as Illinois for his Naval Reserve training, Pyle came to Bloomington in September 1919. In the letters he wrote back home, Pyle described his classes, friendships, and work on the campus newspaper. His freshman grades were B's and C's. "I have all my classes in the morning," he noted. "I am taking French. I like it fine. Indiana plays Wabash College in football here next Saturday." In his sophomore year, Pyle joined a fraternity and became increasingly involved in the Indiana Daily Student. 12 of us have been picked to do the work of the regular staff of 50, he wrote, "which means that we will have to work continuously from 11 in the morning until 1 o'clock at night." Promoted to the position of news editor in the spring of his junior year, Pyle accompanied the IU baseball team across the country and then across the Pacific for a series of games to be played in Japan, launching a career filled with travel. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.